This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Josh Ransom. Josh is the Vice President of Customer Experience and Board Member at Beck Health. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, JP. It's great to be here.
So Josh, let's start with yourself, as we do with all of our guests. Could you give us a bit of an overview of your background in technology and what your journey has been from where you first started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you are today as the VP of Customer Experience for Beck Health?
So the way I like to talk about my background is the grand unifying theme has been big patient data. I am a reformed bench scientist. I did a PhD in genetics and development, and that really started me down the path of trying to better understand the phenotypes of patients so that we could better and marrying that to the genotypes so that we could better understand the medical history and how to delineate the etiologies of disease. But that led me from there into the world of consulting and where I worked, Kinsey and in Quintiles and their consulting groups. Started there, especially in Quintiles, now IQVIA, on how to better understand the medical history of patients from, at that point, surveys, FONA and VOPA, and went into more of a technology bent from there, joined a startup called Shift that got acquired by Medidata, and was in the Medidata AI team, working on how we could utilize large data sets of patient medical history, claims, and EMR data in order to figure out new types of information, new services, new offerings. And that ultimately led me to join Beck to really build out their data science team, build out their delivery team and products, and have been utilizing now over the past 7 years or so, advanced AI, large language models, machine learning, et cetera, the new world of natural language processing to really dive in deep into the rich information inside of electronic medical record systems.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Look, obviously your background with Medidata, the role that you held there feeds nicely into what you're doing now at Beck Health. I want to set the stage for our audience. Tell us all about Beck Health, who you are, what you do, mission of the business, and then we'll talk about your role and its use of AI.
Beck Health, fundamentally, we've built a data platform, AI-powered, large language model that's proprietary that we've built that is utilized on analyzing, interpolating, standardizing, normalizing all of the information in patient medical charts in order to build out the medical history so that we can work with researchers and the care teams to be able to identify patients, match them so that the care teams, the doctors, the nurses can bring clinical research as an option to patients. And fundamentally, we do that through the AI that I helped build.
Thank you for that, Josh. In your introduction, you were referencing some of the use cases for NLP and AI in your work currently with Beck Health. So I'd like you to just continue on that and elaborate some more and maybe share with the audience, for those who are not as familiar with this industry of using AI within clinical healthcare data, what does that look like? What problems can it solve and how can it ultimately improve patient experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a wealth of ways that we can utilize AI. As people who are familiar with life sciences and healthcare, unfortunately, because it's so regulated, we generally run 10 to 20 years behind other industries in the adoption of technologies because there's not great people who don't understand the technology just because it takes a long time for it to roll out, to be proven, to be safe, But what we've done is, and what the team that I work with, what we've done is to specifically use AI, as I said, in the early stages of R&D, not as early as preclinical, but once a trial has been designed, we help with the operations of the research ecosystem to ensure that every patient, regardless of background, regardless of demographic or socioeconomic background, that every patient that is a medical fit for the requirements of a trial is considered and offered research as an option. Now, there are, frankly, near infinite ways that we can utilize AI. Even earlier in the process, there's a lot of amazing companies working on how to better design and execute preclinical research, on target discovery, on chemical interventions, on how to utilize AI there, as well as later down the line in how to use AI for the execution and operations of a life sciences or healthcare business. We've taken a focused approach to work in this realm where we can focus on developing our AI capabilities so that we can better understand the patient's medical history without the same level of risk, if you will, that comes from trying to affect treatment decisions by the healthcare teams. So we have a long-term plan to utilize this information that we're and the AI that we've built in new and interesting ways. And I'll talk about that later. But right now we're very much focused on this core problem that too many trials, up to 80% of trials, miss their timelines and targets and slow down medical innovation because they simply can't recruit patients quickly enough on time. And sometimes they can't even find them in the first place because they didn't necessarily fully understand the patient's medical journey.
You and I were talking off interview about some of the recent developments since we've last spoken. I think this would be a good segue into that. Talk to us about the success of the technology, the feedback you're getting from the outside community, and why Beck Health has such a unique advantage over a lot of competitors in the space. What is making Beck Health so successful in tackling this particular problem?
I'm very, very proud of the data science team and the engineering team for what we've built. Recently, we started off obviously comparing other options that were out there to see if there were other AIs that we could utilize. And unfortunately, what we found is that the existing alternatives named, but we have a white paper where we did do an evaluation against other commercial offerings and found that they were unfortunately not up to our requirements. We're not able to deliver the accuracy we felt was necessary to make sure that we were going to match patients to the trials accurately.
And these other, if I may add, I think you're being quite modest in that these other companies who shall remain nameless are not just your mom and pop stores. These are some of the biggest and most well-renowned and well-respected tech companies globally who have endless resources. So I think that's important to state just to give credence on how successful what you guys have built and how well the white paper was received.
Yes. And as you put it, companies with near endless resources, trillion-dollar companies, where our medical AI was able to better, more accurately interpret the medical histories, the notes, the rich narrative that exists in patient medical histories, especially in the community setting where most patients aren't going to your big hospitals and academic centers. And so to make sure that we can support those community practices, the community doctors, and the smaller research sites that aren't your necessarily marquee brand names, but they are the backbone of being able to ensure that clinical trials and medical innovation is able to proceed apace. So yes, I'm quite proud that we were able to thoroughly trounce some of the other competition and how accurate our medical AI and NLP was.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Josh, I want to spend some time now looking at the roadmap ahead. Obviously, some incredible milestones were hit even in the last few months at Beck Health, which makes things very exciting for what's in store. When you look at the near-term roadmap, particularly the next 12 to 18 months, because anything further than that is hard to predict where you'll be. But looking at the near term, what are the plans? What are you guys trying to accomplish? What are growth are you hoping and expecting to see, and how will that translate into opportunities for people in the AI and data space who also have an interest in working within clinical data? What opportunities might there be for people to come and join you on this journey?
Recently and currently, our engineering team has been hyper focused because we are bringing on board larger health systems that see the need. And so we've been focusing heavily on the accuracy of the NLP and the AI, the data platform, but also its scalability to handle much larger data sets with tens and hundreds of billions of records for their patients. We also have a hyper focus on the end user. And I'm proud about we're in the late stages of the development of a new AI that really helps speed up the process of building out the patient matching algorithms by our clinical team and our customers so that they can do much more rapid feasibility, no code, easier process to have this new AI large language model that can better interpret the individual trials, as well as to look holistically across all the new trials that are coming out so that we can better understand the trends of research and clinical trial protocols, how they are evolving and changing, both from therapeutic areas and clinical endpoints, and how we can make sure that patients are getting the opportunity to participate if they want.
Final question from me, Josh. As somebody who's in senior leadership at Beck Health, and given your background within AI and data, you've got a really good sense of what Beck Health is building, why it's exciting, and that translates into attracting talent. Mm-hmm. As a leader in the business, you wear multiple hats, but one of which is shaping the direction of the AI and data team. When you're speaking to people about Beck Health, particularly candidates that you think could add value to Beck Health and its mission, what is it that you tell them about the company that would get them excited enough to join Beck Health over some of the other companies out there trying to attract the same talent?
One, and most important, is our mission, that we are trying to have an appreciable, positive impact on healthcare, not just in the US, but globally. And that's what gets me up in the morning, being able to say that we're going to actually positively impact the healthcare and medical innovation for people. Part of what got me into this realm was that I grew up in rural North Carolina. And when I went off to grad school, I became the family friend that people were told to call in case they got a scary diagnosis or just something weird that they didn't quite fully understand and needed want to talk with someone. First and foremost, being able to help patients and the healthcare system, both care teams and the research teams, is paramount. Second is the ability to shape the evolution of technology and AI, both from a standpoint of fingers on keyboard code and the advanced statistics involved with all the analysis we do, but also because from the clinical teams, that we have just as much of a scientific impact on the clinical side that we do, if you've heard the term, reinforcement learning with human feedback. So we do that same approach with experts, with clinical experts, nurses and clinicians and data scientists who are helping to ensure the AI is being trained and learning on how to really positively impact and understand with that expert impact. And the third is quite simply the team, the culture of the organization. And I am very proud and quite frequently busting out loud laughing at the fun we have. There's a good culture, even though we are remote first, still maintaining a positive interaction across the team, that we're trying to make sure that we are collaborative and working on this goal together, as I said, to both positively impact healthcare and do some really interesting stuff here on tech side. So hopefully that helps clarify.
It certainly does. Josh, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us today. I know we've been in talks for quite some time about getting you on here to share the exciting things happening at Beck Health. It's a great example of how AI and data can really accelerate clinical research and ultimately bring more novel therapeutics and treatments available to patients far sooner. And the growth that you're talking about is very exciting. So for anyone who's working in the world of data and AI in a clinical space, Beck Health is certainly an organization that they need to be very much aware of. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Beck Health the very best of luck in the months and years to come, and look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future.
Thanks so much, JP.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.